The next patient is Barbara Albritton. The last name is A-L-B-R-I-T-T-O-N, Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Barbara Albritton. This is the clinical case of an 80-year-old male female that we follow in the practice because of the presence of CKD that has been between 3B and 3A. This patient has a serum creatinine of 1.1, a BUN of 37, and an estimated EFR is 47 mLs per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is less than 100, and the patient is feeling well. Period. The most likely situation is that the patient has nephrosclerosis. Associated to the hypertension, obesity, hyperlipidemia. And we have to take into consideration the administration of pantoprazole. Period. The pantoprazole is given for the GERD. Period. The patient states that if she doesn't take it, she has the symptoms of heartburn. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading is 118 over 75. Number three, the patient has a history of hyperuricemia that is most likely related to the administration of loop diuretics. The patient is on allopurinol 100 milligrams on a daily basis. Number four, gastroesophageal reflux disease on PPIs. I would like to discuss that problem with the primary care in terms of considering an H2 blocker rather than the pantoprazole, given the fact that she's already hypomagnesemic. Needless to say, the severe gastrointestinal side effects, along with the bone side effects, we have to take that into consideration as well. Period. Following number, hyperlipidemia on statins. Following number, morbid obesity. The patient has gained 9 pounds of body weight. Their recommendations: to decrease the total caloric intake, to decrease the sodium intake to 2 grams in 24 hours, to avoid fluid overload, and to decrease the total caloric intake, as mentioned before. The patient is advised to go into a plant-based diet. Paragraph, we invested 8 minutes of the time reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, in the documentation 5 minutes.